Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada Car Crew, Petey Martin Egg, for you who are listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. Welcome to Inside Finance, and always is a joy and a pleasure to be with you as we discuss matters pertaining to Grenada and what is happening within the Ministry of Finance and across this beautiful Spice Island. I am Stanford Simon, and today in the studio with me is Mr. Mike Sylvester. He's Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance, and really, think about it, it's almost a year he has been within that ministry, and we want to hear what he has done, some of the challenges, and many of the successes you had in the past year. We take a word from our sponsors, we come back, and I continue my discussion here with Mr. Mike Sylvester, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance.
Let Country Cold Store take the hassle out of your wholesale grocery shopping. We give you the best prices and quality because you deserve the best. For all you need in dry, chilled, and frozen foods, call us on 440-3335 or visit us at Pedmata St. David.
Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Without a shadow of a doubt, it's a joy to be with you once again as we share together and think about the many things that are happening. Well, the Inside Finance, Mr. Mike Sylvester.
Thank you, Pastor Simon. And of course, greetings to you and all our listeners, home and abroad. It's a pleasure for me to be here once again to share the work of the Ministry of Finance. Of course, before I do so, I want to take this opportunity to extend very best wishes to each and everyone for an extremely successful 2017. Of course, a year filled with many blessings, finances, whether it's health and many other, of course, opportunities going forward.
So, how are you doing, though? How are you, Mike? You look good. I mean, you look like a 16-year-old. I can't believe. I mean, I must say, you look younger than when you were a year ago. So, I don't know. Pressure look like he agree with you.
thank you. I don't know. I mean, I don't do as much as I used to in terms of course, exercise and so on. Because of course the job has a lot of demands, but I'm happy that I look okay, as you say.
You look okay. I mean, you look you look more than okay, folks. Have you ever taken a look at Mr. Mike Sylvester? I mean, be honest with me, Mike. It has been a year now since you have taken up the position within the Ministry of Finance. By the end of this month, and I'm sure you assume that position of permanent secretary within the Ministry of Finance. How has it been for you, and how do you feel about the achievement of the Ministry of Finance within the past year?
Well, thank you. As I said, I think we have had what I would say a reasonably successful year. While we did not accomplish all that we would have set out to do as a ministry, of course, we were able to achieve and deliver on many results. In many cases, of course, it required a very close collaboration with other ministries and departments. So it's not just a one ministry effort or a one man effort. It was, of course, close collaboration, working together with other stakeholders, both internal and external customers and so on. So it was, of course, as I say, a challenging year, but it was a very successful year, I would say, in this regard as well.
What would you say was the most challenging thing for you, taking up that position, although you were there for many, many years, but having the responsibility of guiding the Ministry of Finance under the leadership of the Honourable Prime Minister?
Well, I would say that the being there for many years, of course, under very good leadership, I think we were the team that's there, of course, had the right skill set, of course, had the right work ethic, the right attitude in respect of work and so on. And so I think given that wonderful start that we had, it required us basically to continue in that vein and, of course, improve and perhaps an opportunity for us to do even better. So it was, as I said, not challenging in the sense that we we knew what it is that we required to do. Mm-hmm. As a ministry, we knew what we wanted to deliver on. And so that part, I would say, was easy. I think what the difficult part, of course, is trying to work with all our stakeholders, different ministries and departments, trying to make sure that you deliver on all the important things that you require to do by law. For instance, the Minister of Finance has many responsibilities as part of the Public Finance Management Act, as part of the Public Debt Management Act, as part of the Procurement Act, and so on. So all of these things, we mm-hmm. have to support him. And so it basically building that relationship and ensuring that we meet those mandates on a timely basis in particular, because they require, for instance, that you do some of those things within a certain time frame.
So within all of your responsibility and helping to give the Prime Minister good advice, did you get good support from your team within the Ministry of Finance?
Yes, I must say I got very good support. In fact, I mean, we had persons pledging more than 100%. And of course, I must say that as I indicated before, given the strength of the team that we have, they were able to pull through and step up to the plate when required. And I mean, and these are young guys. These are not. I mean, you have one or two
persons.
We say older hearts, if you want to call it that, in the mix. But generally speaking, and what I feel most happy about is the commitment from the staff. I mean, I have deputies, for instance, who live as far as Marlene's and Patrick's, and we will be in the Ministry of Finance at 11 o'clock in the night when it matters, because you have deadlines and time that you have to deliver on, and they would stay up to that time and then come back in the morning again and try to be there early. So that's the kind of dedication and commitment that you would get from staff. And so, you know, I feel really good about that kind of support, and I think that is one of the main reasons why we are able to, of course, deliver on so many things at one time.
Did you find yourself having to pick up the phone and call Timothy and said, Patrick, I need your advice on this, I thought on that during the course of the year, because something that you confronted and you needed some guidance on it?
Yeah, I would have called the governor a couple of times. Initially, when I just assumed the position, I called him a little more. As the year progressed, I think he himself got very busy. And I, of course, got very busy. So the calling was less. But whenever I traveled to St. Kitts, I had an opportunity to see him, as I did last Christmas.
Right.
We had an opportunity to talk and clear up a couple of things. But so he has been there in some measure providing...
Being that support team if you need it.
If I need it, yeah.
All right. Now, is the budget process finalized, and what next? Because we know we had the budget just before Christmas. Where are we on that?
Right. So the budget is a long process. Of course, it starts early, talking about June, July, that's when it starts. And the best practice that we have been trying to follow is that we want to have the budget finalized before the start of the new financial year. And so we had a bit of a challenge this year with the referendum and so on. So we had to push back some of the issues. The debate and so on had to be pushed back closer to the Christmas, which was not something that we would have liked. But I mean, given the reality at the time, we had to do that. So basically, after the presentation, and then you have the debate by both houses of parliament, the Governor General, of course, would assent the budget, and then it's gazetted and it becomes law. Yeah. And so that's the final process, what is called the Appropriation Act now, you have. And so under the Public Finance Management Act, the Minister of Finance then has to issue what is called a general warrant. A general warrant basically authorizes the Accountant General to spend from the
budget. Give him the authority to spend.
So if you don't have that, then you can't spend, right? And of course, there are a lot of work around that, because we have to enter all the budget numbers into the system, into our system. We have to, of course, issue instructions to ministries and departments to ensure that they we have a smooth implementation of the budget going forward. So we have done that already. So we have issued the instructions to all ministries and departments in terms of how we would like to see the budget implemented. So we basically requested all the expenditure plans. We have requested the revenue projections. We have requested the debt plans. And so we're going to do a sort of cash flow plan for the quarter and for a rolling cash flow plan, so that we can monitor what's happening and ensure that, of course, we are on track with all our targets. Because one of the important things that we have to meet as part of the fiscal responsibility law, and you would know that that is a law that was passed as part of the program that the country, of course, passed, and it requires, it ensures that there is fiscal discipline going forward, and that's a very...
In spending.
So it not well spending because not just spending sorry because what it does it ensures that you meet a target of 3.5% of GDP primary surplus. And to achieve the primary surplus, you have to have a certain level of revenues and you have to have a certain level of expenditure.
So it forces you to balance your budget at the same time to work within parameters.
Right. And so that's it. And then there's a, as part of the fiscal responsibility law as well, there is that target or that measure on the wage bill. So it says that your wage bill should not be more than 9% of gross domestic product. And so that is something that you have to sort of live with or live within your mean. So your wage bill should not just go all over the place. And that is something that, of course, it's a bit of a challenge for us, as you know, because we are now in negotiation with the unions. And I think that one of the things that we've been trying to push is to ensure that we keep within the law and we don't break the law in respect of trying to get the within the 9% of GDP gross domestic product.
During the budget presentation, the Honorable Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell, the Minister of Finance, he mentioned that Grenada was successful in completing the fifth review and received some further disbursement. What more can you tell us about this, and how can you enlighten us to understand what's been happening since?
Right. So we have been implementing a homegrown program, as you know, during the period 2014-2016. And we have, every 6 months, we have a review, an exam, if you want to call it that.
I like that word. That
So we have passed, I mean, the fifth exam, if you want to call it that, in December of this year, right? And every time you pass an exam, you get a disbursement.
Like a carrot and stick.
I would not put it like that.
You would put it like that, but right. But you get reward.
You get reward, okay. Right. And so we have been able to implement a number of deep-rooted, if you want to call it, structural reforms to try to transform the economy and put it on a right path. And we have been rewarded for that. I think that's how I'd put it. You have been rewarded for that. And so we've been able to successfully complete the fifth review. And we got, on December 22nd, we got a further disbursement from the fund. All right. Of around 8 million.
That's EC or US?
8 million EC. So we would have gotten about 14 million US now since the start of the program. That's from the IMF alone. Now, in addition to that, we have, if you want to call it, a sister program that is supported by both the World Bank and the Caribbean Development Bank. So their disbursements depend to a large extent on what is happening with the homegrown program, okay. Right? So one of the even the European Union as well. One of their key parameter is macroeconomic stability, right? Fiscal stability. So once you have that, you in addition to some of the other reforms that they have on themselves, once you pass those, then you get a disbursement as well. And in the case of the World Bank and the CDB, their disbursements are much larger than what we get from the fund. So for instance, we've gotten this year, we've gotten 10 million US from the Caribbean Development Bank. And this is the third 10 million US that we have gotten. Yeah. We got 15 million, we got about 215 million from the World Bank. And then this year we got a 9.4 million from the World Bank. Wow. And that is because of the exchange rate. It should have been 10 million. But because the currency that they use, special drawing rights, because it fluctuates, we got just around 9.34 million US. So all these are significant monies that we got. And then I want to add to that as well is that the Prime Minister last week would have signed the financing agreement with the European Union for the 11 EDF program, where we will get...
What's that?
That's the, it's a budget support program as well.
Okay.
Right? And one of the conditions of that is macroeconomic stability. So if your economy is if the fund says that your economy is doing well, in addition to other reforms, then you get at least you have access to those resources. And we're talking about
you said the carrot and stick for us, man. if we get it right, there is a significant amount of money that would come our way, but we have to keep fiscal reform, economic reform. Kind of thing. So keep within the parameters that were set out in guiding us to have a better economy.
And some of the things are, I mean, as I said, it's homegrown in this, and because you have, I mean, in coming up with a program, there are a number of things that government said. No, for instance, with respect to the wage bill, when the fund go around with some of the programs, is basically to cut staff and to do that and do this. I mean, these are some of the quickest way that you get a result. The government, of course, said no, we are not going to cut staff. We're going to deal with the whole issue of the attrition policy. We had the issue, for instance, of the VAT tax on bank assets. We call it a fat tax, financial activities tax. The government said no. This will have a significant impact on the banking sector, and in the end, it's of course the taxpayers that pay anyway. The bank will pass.
Yeah, of course.
And so you have to look at creative ways of raising the same revenues, but of course by means that you feel that would have a lesser impact on the population and so on and so forth. So these are some of the things that you had to do. But the long and short is that if you implemented reforms that, of course, help strengthen your economy, restore your fiscal health, you then get significant financial support and, of course, technical support as well. Because a lot of people know that we have, for instance, the fund, Canada and DFID and so on would fund
different projects.
They would fund people,
okay.
Right? Whether it's an advisor to assist us in our efforts and so on going forward.
Okay. Now, let me just let my listeners know. I'm speaking to Mr. Mike Sylvester, who is Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. We take a word from our sponsor. We come right back and continue our discussion here with him and really trying to understand what's happening within the Ministry of Finance. I want to talk to him about the union and government negotiations when I come back.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Mike Sylvester, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. Now, Mike, recently in the news, I heard about wage negotiations between the government and unions representing public workers. What is happening with that? I mean, that has been on the table for quite a while.
Right. I mean, a very important question. What I can say on this, of course, from where I sit, we had a meeting in January of this year with the unions, of course, to discuss a number of issues. In fact, four important issues. We discussed the issue of pensions. We discussed the issue of productivity. We discussed the issue of wage negotiations. And we discussed the issue of increments. Mm-hmm. You'll recall, and so I'll just speak to a few before I get to the wage negotiations. In the case of the increments, we have been able to reach settlement on the increments. And government, for instance, you'd heard during the budget announcement that government would have paid two installments of the past increments.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have balance 1 year, which is 2015, which government has committed to pay by February 15th latest. Right? So that is something that...
So some money coming...
So money would have been paid and then money coming. We also, government also agreed to adjust the salaries again at the end of January for increments for 2017, so as to keep the salaries current. Yeah, and now this would have been after the request initially was for a freeze on increment, so no payment of increment. Of course, the unions did not agree to that, and so in further discussions, and of course, based on what has been happening with the fiscal situation and the economy and so on, a decision was taken to, yes, let's go ahead and deal with this issue. Right. On the issue of the pension, of course, that is ongoing. We've had some a study and a report coming out of that study, and so there's a committee now that is set up to sort of move that process forward. On the issue of the wage negotiations, we, at the meeting, the point was made that, and as part of the Fiscal Responsibility Act, we are trying to move away from having to pay significant back pay or retroactive increments in a particular year. That then puts the situation in a very volatile situation. You don't know, you have to find $50 million in a year to do X, Y, and Z. And so the idea was to move away from that and to start the process long in advance so that you can then budget for it. You can have a clear line of sight as to what these commitments are going forward. And so we did, of course, agree with the unions that they should send proposal by a certain date. In fact, by March 31st, they were supposed to submit their proposals. We had agreed that we are going to meet. The negotiation would start at a certain time, and so you would finish that process by the time you prepare your budget. So then you can put in your budget the amounts that would have been due for increments. Of course, all of the unions did not comply with this, and so when the negotiation started, I guess those who would have submitted initially, the negotiation would have started with them. So we are at a stage really where there are settlements with teachers, some of the unions, right? Mm. Police, welfare, prisons, and others. Basically, the outstanding ones are the Public Workers Union and TAU. And as you would perhaps have heard recently, the union would have rejected government's offer, right? In terms of what's on the table. And I just want to speak to what's on the table really at this stage. What government has agreed is to give a 3% increase for 2017, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
3% increase for 2018 and a 4% increase for 2019, right? So basically 10% over a three-year period. In addition to that, what's on the table as well as an offer for the sacrifices that
person have made
during the period of
in the past 3 years,
past 4 years, mm-hmm. right? Because basically 2013, 2016. Now, I mean, 2013 was the height of the crisis. That was the time when government announced the debt restructuring. That was the time we had significant difficulties economically and otherwise. And so, that whole period was a period of if you want to call it structural adjustment, sacrifice, and so on. And so the other unions would have accepted that. Now, the two unions that have rejected, they are asking for a much larger one-off payment, as it were, for that period. But the important thing I want to mention with this thing is that as part of the Fiscal Responsibility Act, and I mentioned before the 9% of GDP, what we would have done in advising the government negotiating team on this thing is that if you offer anything beyond $1,000, you are going to breach that law. You are going to be in violation of the law, right? Now, if you want more than $2,000, it may mean that you have to take less than 3%, because we would have worked all the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And so what is there, is basically government's best offer to keep within the law, to keep within the fiscal responsibility law. And I think we'd have gone at the ministry and so on, and at the GNT, we would have, gone at length trying to educate, sensitize, socialize persons around what exactly is being offered. Yeah, and for whatever reason, I don't know, this has been rejected. And so we, I don't know.
So there's nothing that government can actually do. If the union rejects it, you just have to wait and go back to the negotiating table, but government have made its best offer without breaking the law.
Right.
Okay.
That's
So that's what it is. All right. I don't have much time left. I need to get you to come back. I have a question here on relief, to deal with the fiscal relief and budget. Is that something that will take some time? We could come back and deal with that, or you want to deal with with it now?
Well, I could just say something on it quickly.
Okay, because it is the fiscal relief and the measures that government announced. So if you could talk to us about that. I know that there was a lot. So if you could give us some information on that.
Just quickly, I mean, these relief will, of course, benefit not just the general, if you want to call it general population, if you want to call it that. Pastor, just before I go, I just want to add one thing quickly. The $1,000, for instance, that is on offer to the public servant, that is tax free. So it's not normally that would attract
taxes.
But that is the government has agreed that
they're getting the maximum for $1,000 without it being taxed.
Yes, right.
And the union has rejected it.
They have rejected that. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Some, not all. So right. And in terms of the measures, quickly, I mean, I wouldn't talk about the tax amnesty and the tax filing amnesty and so on. But these are important for persons to register without having to pay the penalty for failure to register and so on. But quickly on the price of the 20-pound cylinder, there's going to be some relief there. There's going to be some relief as well on the income tax rate itself. That is the rate below. At the 15% rate, that is going to be reduced to 10%, and so persons, once you start filing, you will get that relief going forward in the next year. Of course, the removal of PIT on pension income. So some pensioners know by virtue of where the pension income would take them, they would have to file taxes and so on, and they have to pay taxes. So they're basically removing all the taxes.
All the taxes on income. Wow, that's a good thing.
So that's a good thing. And generally speaking, as I said, the tax amnesty, the tax registration amnesty, and the tax filing amnesty would of course provide relief to some of the businesses that we have.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, there is a reduction in the annual stamp tax rate from 0.75 to 0.7%. So I perhaps would say more at another juncture.
Yeah, because I want to come back and spend some time on that, because I think it's critical for a person to understand what we are dealing with and what are the reliefs that government have given based on the announcement that the Prime Minister make. But just as we conclude, there's two questions I want to ask you quickly. One is, how do you feel about the Grenada economy prospect going forward?
Well, I would say that the prospects seem very, very good, broadly positive. I mean, we have had some very strong growth in the recent past. I mean, right now Grenada is perhaps the leading economy in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. I mean, we've had the highest growth rate for a number of years. This year again, we are going to be above the ECCU average. And so all that means, well, I mean, you would have heard the announcement in the budget of some of the major foreign direct investment or foreign investment projects, that are coming on stream or have started already. And so the fact that they have started, you will see as they roll out, you will see additional economic benefits coming out of that, right? And of course, as part of the budget process as well, we are aiming to have a higher implementation rate, and you will see out of that, positive out of that in terms of economic activity and so on going forward. So I think the prospects is very good. We are going to see developments, or we hope to see developments in a number of sectors and more broadly than in the past. So for instance, construction and so on are beginning to pick up, and we'll see some strong activity there. Tourism continues to show prospects, education through the SGU, and a number of other areas, wholesale and retail. So it broadly speaking,
I think it looks good. Yeah. Look good. And on a lighter note, I hear talk, I know how true it is, that you may be leaving us. I don't, you know, man saying, you know, get a position and you look like you're running away, can't take the pressure. I know what's going on. I mean, you know, talk is talk, but at least if I ask you the question, I could calm the fears if there is.
Pastor, there is a strong possibility. I mean, it's a process, and I'm not running away. I'm not running. In fact, I'm humbled by the opportunity that has been given to me to serve Grenada in a different capacity. It's not at the World Bank as I see published. It's actually at the International Monetary Fund.
Okay.
But it's not final. When I say not final, it's a process. It has already started, and it should be concluded very shortly, and once everything goes well, I should be leaving next month.
Next month, you see. So there is some truth in that you're leaving, but you're going to the IMF, not the World Bank.
Yes.
The governor was at the World Bank.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to the IMF.
Right.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's, and as I say, it's a secondment. So I mean, once this period is done,
then you come back home.
Yeah.
Same as the governor when he did his stint.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Mike Sylvester. Next week, can you come back so we could deal with that and continue and cover a couple of the areas that we missed?
Yes, sure.
Okay, great. All right, that's very good. You've been listening to Mr. Mike Sylvester as you have shared with us information on what's happening within the Ministry of Finance. His permanent secretary of Ministry of Finance took over from Mr. Timothy Antoine, who is now governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, and it was a joy talking with him, understanding what's happening in the Grenadian economy. I am Boss the Stanford Simon. Go to the website sgbcgrenada.com, and the Ministry of Finance is here giving you as much information as possible so you can make some sound decision. Thanks again, Mr. Mike Sylvester, and thanks to all of my listeners. Have a great week. John, I'll see you next week at the same time. We'll do this all over again right here on the station. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.